good afternoon, Debbie. It's lovely to be back for your next podcast. And this afternoon, we're going to be looking at Corporate Embers number 8, which is cutting and pasting a corporate culture's elements will yield neither buy-in nor sustainable results. Lovely one. And do you know, I really find it fascinating. Cutting and pasting is such an important thing for us when we're doing a copying over and carrying something from one document to another in our, you know, when we're working on the laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds to me as if you come across examples when people do this within mm-hmm. corporations. How did this come to you?
Yeah, very interesting. I recently was observing an organization and a new director was brought in, was recruited and took on a new leadership role. The director had come from a very well-established company, a very successful company. And what I was observing was the director came as a package. He appeared not to be able to come as a person and to feel or to prioritize time to get to know the new organization. In effect, what he was doing was wanting to make or turn the new organization into the old organization. And very interestingly, it was having such dire straits of, you know, there was so much fallout. So some of the things that I was seeing him doing was, okay, let's bring in these policies and procedures. Yeah, so he actually brought them from one company, which, number one, that's unethical and it shouldn't be done. But when he tried to introduce them, the questions were being asked such as, well, how does this fit in with our infrastructure, with our resources, with our particular corporate culture? How does it support? How does it advertise what's important to us? Because the policies were totally disconnected from what the organizational culture was. There were new behaviors that he wanted, and people started saying, well, that's a great behavior, but how does that support what our strategy is all about? Where is the alignment? If we do that, how is it going to help us become what we want to become? Because we really don't want to become the other company. We want to stay and become ourselves, but yet refine and become better as ourselves. We want to grow our own image. We want to grow our own persona. Of course, we need to grow up. We need to bring in policies and procedures. We need to perfect and increase technical resources, behaviors, etc. But you know what? We can't do it just by simply copying and pasting. If we do, we are going to become something that which we are not. So yeah, it was a very interesting thing to see.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And of course, one's got to be very careful because obviously you do need fresh blood into an organization. What mm-hmm. what do you encourage your leaders and the people who are reading the embers to pay attention to in order to avoid this?
I think it's really important that any leader learns to or plays with trials the art of reflecting and connecting. So, for example, the embers model does talk about let's become a greater leader. And the steps to do that is before you collaborate with others, why don't you stop, look, listen, and feel? That's the reflection. And when you feel, you connect. So let's spend time prioritizing connecting with the other leaders in the new organization because nothing can work in isolation. So if you are the new director, can you be successful by yourself? No. Let's connect to the other leaders and let's form that team. Let's connect and understand the past because no company should be able to go forward without understanding what has happened in the past. And some of the things from the past you will leave behind, but some of them you will also want to take forward with you. So I